Who is it?
Hello, I'm Mindy McNeil. Today I am joined in studio by Whitney Robinson Johnson. She is the founder of Ed Movement LLC. She's the educational designer, coordinator. Am I saying this right? Help me out, Whitney. Don't leave me hanging, please.
Yes, I'm an instructional designer and founder of Ed Movement.
Okay, great. And you're here to talk to us today, though, about Peace Jam. It's the Rocky Mountain Youth Leadership Conference and Unity Rally. It's going to be happening at Manuel High School, April 14th and 15th. And one of the keynote speakers or helpers with this is going to be Nobel Peace Prize winner Oscar Arias Sanchez.
Yes.
So what is this Peace Jam? And, you know, why would I want to send my child to it? What is this about? Different things like that.
Well, Peace Jam is a nonprofit organization that I've been partnering with. They have brought many Nobel Peace Prize winners to do service work with students. It's an international company, and they've also been nominated for Nobel Peace Prize 9 times, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But the purpose is to bring youth and those Nobel Peace Prize winners together for service learning.
All right, and I see that when Mr. Sanchez comes through, I mean, he's got an impressive resume. He's 2-time president of Costa Rica. He's won the Nobel Peace Prize for negotiating peace in Central America. He works even today. He's focusing on peace, justice, different social problems, such as things affecting women and children, different things like that. How did he get picked or selected for this process to help out with this rally this year?
It is an honor to welcome the former president, Oscar Arias, to Manuel High School. We are so thrilled. Each region of Peace Jam has a different event happening throughout the year. So there's been events already happening this year that have featured the Dalai Lama, Desmond Tutu, Betty Williams. We have a wealth of people that come. And this year, they've chosen Oscar Arias with his work in disarmament and with his work in education and building Costa Rica with a demilitarized state. Okay. They have one of the highest literacy rates in the world. So we're just thrilled to have the type of peace and unity that he represents coming to work with some of our students in their passions.
Okay. Now, this is happening April 14th and 15th. You know, there's going to be a service project. There's different things, the Unity Rally. So what are some things that are going to be going on? Like I said, there is the rally, there's a service project. What are some other components?
Well, there are a few components, depending on what you're interested in. We have a public talk at MSU on April 13th, which is open to the public. It's more geared towards community members and university students. That one's not for youth, okay, per se. But our conference itself is on the 14th and 15th at Manuel High School. And sadly, we have our elementary track already full, but we are still looking for our junior track, which is middle school and high school students. There are still some openings. There are some limited sponsorships as well. There is a cost for the conference. It's $100 per student. But we do have some sponsorships with local businesses like my own and XL Energy. There have been some pledges to help out students, particularly in the Five Points area, that may not be able to afford to attend. So we do have some opportunities for students. We're also still looking for volunteers. Anybody that's interested in coming, helping out with the service learning project, or even just coming to be around. We have other people coming for the rally. We have a lot of local artists. We have Tandy Tutu, daughter of Desmond Tutu, coming to the event as well. So it's going to be a marvelous event based in unity. So we're bringing a lot of people from the community.
In the community. And this is good. And I think, you know, when I was doing some research on this and reading about this, you know, it allows, you know, like right here it says, allows the youth to connect with Nobel Peace Prize winners. Is this something that can, you know, maybe show them you can grow up to be anything you want? You know, maybe to inspire them to different heights or different things like that?
Yes. We are a nonpartisan group. And we are really trying to inspire students to take their passions in life and use it for service learning.
How long have you been working with them?
I started this partnership with Peace Jam just this year.
Okay.
They reached out to me. I'm an educational consultant based in Denver. And they wanted to make sure that they were reaching out and representing the students already in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, it's been an event that is limited to only Peace Jam participants in the Rocky Mountain region. This is the first year that they're opening up registration to students who have not participated in Peace Jam before. So they're really trying to represent the community that we're holding this event in. I just wanted to recognize a few of the other names that we're bringing together for this Unity Rally on April 14th. We have the Aurora Poet Laureate, Asetu Shango, coming to perform for us. We also have Representative Leslie Heron from District 8, the Five Points District representative, is coming to our rally as well. So really, in the time that we're living in, it is imperative that the community comes together to serve ourselves and our people in unity. You know, we have a lot of things dividing us, and this is a chance to bring youth, organizations, and many people in the community together.
And the hours for this, it seems like it starts early on Saturday the 14th, about 8 a.m., so people are probably going to line up early there. So it goes 8 to 8, it looks like, on Saturday the 14th, and then on Sunday the 15th, it's about 8 to 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will maybe be like a networking session for the kids as well, in a sense?
Definitely. There's going to be schools and organizations represented from the entire Rocky Mountain region, not only Colorado. So yes, there's a lot of networking and a lot of community building. It's a transformational event. If you need any information or would like to register for this event for your student or as a volunteer, you can visit peacejam.org, and we'd be happy to have you.
Okay, and is there a good telephone number for anybody to reach out, or should it just be done online?
Online registration would be the best, yes.
Okay. The deadline for registration is April 2nd. It's a Monday, April 2nd. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, Whitney. And yes, if you are listening and you have a child, especially a middle school child,
Middle school or high school?
Middle school or high school, yes. Definitely open for all ages up until high school, but the registration right now is very much heavily in favor of middle school and high school students at the moment. Please come out and support Peace Jam, the Rocky Mountain Youth Leadership Conference, and Unity Rally at Manuel High School, April 14th through 15th.